It was the doorway to a country town. My transfer papers were ahead of me, and I could say who I was, and they'd welcome me with open arms, and they taught me so much. They taught me about cooking, about sewing, and about taking office and being confident to speak and to say what was important to you.
Helen Norris comes from Wellington in the central west of New South Wales. She's been a member of the Country Women's Association for the past 50 years. Neatly dressed with hat and matching gloves, she sits amongst around 1,000 delegates and observers who've gathered in Cowra for the New South Wales Division's 94th annual conference.
My mother was in CWA and she joined me up as young gazette, and the young gazette at Richmond Branch, New South Wales, and the young gazette used to hold the dances for the Hawkesbury Agricultural College boys on Friday night.
So you joined a women's organisation to meet young men?
No, I joined because my mother told me to.
Always do what your mother tells you to.
Hello, I'm Melanie Pearce. The CWA is famous for its cooking, craft and charitable works, but it's also come a long way since Helen was first signed up as a junior member. These days, the organisation, with more than 9,500 members in New South Wales alone, tackles some serious issues. Rural crime, domestic and family violence are big topics at this year's conference. It's this emphasis on much more than tea and scones that's encouraging younger members to get involved.
I'm Lynn Manton from Hilston Branch of the CWA. I'm more interested in how we can help country women, what we can do to facilitate change. We've actually got three motions up that we've moved for conference this year, so we're actually quite active in our local group, which is Murrumbidgee Lachlan. Our concerns are childcare funding, women's health funding and Q fever vaccination. So we really are concerned about what we can do to help country women, rural, regional country women, yeah.
Do you think it's still relevant today and becoming more relevant?
I think it's becoming more relevant, definitely. I think now we're with social media, basic communication changes, we're able to talk to a lot more people from a wide range of government departments, different branches across the state. We're not in a bubble, a remote rural bubble anymore.
The CWA is also spreading its wings into more urban areas, and evening branch meetings allow working women to attend. Jean Hobbs is a relative newbie to the organisation. She only joined the Campbelltown branch in southwest Sydney 3 to 4 years ago.
I knew about CWA, not a lot, and I pursued it when I retired. And I was made very, very welcome by the ladies of Campbelltown. We're only a small club, but we get on well. We have a lovely social time. We laugh and we do what we have to do for CWA.
Campbelltown in southwestern Sydney.
That's correct.
Is it considered country?
It used to be. It used to be, but not anymore. No.
Does that make you quite a unique branch?
I don't think so, no. We just grow with the times. Yes, it used to be rural, but everything's built out now. We've hardly any rural land left around the area.
You were quite a lot younger than some of the other members.
Yes, I am. We have members in their 80s.
So you were made president pretty quickly.
I was elected pretty quickly, yes. But they support me in everything I do. They've been wonderful.
At just 21, Marley Langfield is the new face of the CWA. She's following a family tradition in joining her local CWA branch. In fact, she's here today with her mum, Wendy. But Marley insists family pressure didn't force her to join. She says the CWA gives her a voice.
I joined it because I'm passionate about country women in rural and remote communities. And I feel that CWA is a really great voice for those women to have. And to be in the CWA means I have a voice to the wider Australia.
There was a lot of talk of social media is the way to go. Are you a user of social media?
Certainly am. I've liked the CWA Facebook page. So, no, I definitely think that it's something that the older generation might not know too much about it and might be a little bit reluctant for that change. But being a young member, I certainly sing its praise and utilise it very often.
Wendy, why do you love the CWA?
People. We have a great group. Molly and I are actually from the Moronga Creek branch. And the people are wonderful. We do some great things all together.
And as a group, most of us are related to each other.
Yes, we are.
So it's a good catch up with everybody.
Exactly.
So will the CWA remain relevant in the years ahead? Helen Norris certainly thinks so.
We are in a change. We're in a change where I started off when typing with a manual typewriter, and then we went to electric typewriter. Now we are on the internet, and we are open to the rest of the world through the internet, and we can spread our message to the younger generations. And we encourage young people to join CWA because we can help them learn our skills.
You've maintained a bit of a tradition at CWA conferences in your attire.
Yes, well, I always wear a hat. I wear a hat around the property, an old one. If I go out, I like to wear a hat. And I have, for each hat, I have a pair of gloves to match. And I still wear the gloves.
50 years ago when you first joined, was this the done thing?
Oh, yes. We didn't go anywhere without hat and gloves.
But you want to keep it up.
I feel more comfortable.